The John Daly Show, politics.
And hi, everyone. It is Friday, January 22nd. Let's discuss the presidential election as we head into the first caucuses and the first primary. By the way, my sports show is coming up at noon Eastern today, and you can also catch it on Blog Talk Radio even after it has aired. We're going to talk about the NFL playoffs and other football issues. Now, I know that the presidential campaign looks like lunacy out there. It really is. It's a reality show gone wild. Sarah Palin's out there talking gibberish for Trump, and people are lauding Bernie for his campaign ad using Simon and Garfunkel's tune from the 1970s called America. Both are just very typical of the lack of substance from all sides in this campaign. But, you know, that's the way it always is. I'm reading Karl Rove's new book about the 1896 election and how it relates to today. And the book is really interesting. I think Rove is stretching a point about relating today's election to today. But still, the lunacy of those campaigns back then are just as bad or worse than today. So don't think today we have cornered the political market on idiocy. It is just the way it is. My advice to you, get involved, but also sit back and enjoy this. This is democracy in the 21st century. The reason we have so many candidates still vying for the nominations and a wide range of ideas and ideologies is real simple. We are going through massive change here and around the world. This is not the 1980s, it's not the 1990s, and it's not even the early 2000s. We are living in totally different times. First, the bulk of our population is aging and retiring. The baby boomers are going to suck up Medicare and the U.S. budget in a massive way over the next 10 to 20 years. Second, technology is changing the way we work, communicate, and buy stuff. Now, what is that doing politically? It is giving many of us and these different candidates a much louder voice. We are getting many voices and ideas out there, but technology is also cutting jobs and lowering salaries. It is making business more efficient while eliminating people from a lot of jobs. As a result, many Americans are insecure and they are starting to test things. That's what this campaign is all about, a big test of how we're going to govern ourselves. And despite the loud voices and the big crowds, I'm not so convinced that the majority of Americans are set or totally convinced about who they will pull the lever for when they get into that booth alone. Now, despite the fears of Bernie socialism, I don't think many people are going to, you know, associate him with the Soviet Union or Cuba. In fact, I think some people need to go back to the left a little bit. Now, the term socialism scares people over 45. They remember the Soviet Union and Cuba. Younger folks don't. But most of us also don't realize that Bernie's socialism is rooted in European socialism, not the Soviet Chinese style of the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. This is also why a lot of people are following Trump. Yes, he has a lot of bluster, and at times he does not make sense, but he embodies American entrepreneurship. Forge ahead. Do something to stop the problem. Take charge. We want someone that will do that with government so we can live our lives and do our jobs. What we haven't figured out yet is that sweet spot between Trump's unbridled capitalism and Bernie's overly benevolent socialism. Both of them have some real problems in the reality of government. Bernie has what I would call a math problem. We cannot afford all that he wants. And Trump fails to understand that governing requires 50% behind you, not capturing 1% of the market and you become a hero. Still, I think both of them, if either becomes president, are smart enough, despite some of the buffoonery on the campaign trail, to find common ground to make things happen. That's because they realize Americans want to get things done. What Bernie and Trump have also found together is the disgust with both political parties. I've noticed that the GOP candidates are no longer saying what a real Republican is. The reason is no one really knows. That leads to a question I get asked a lot. Will both parties implode and no longer exist? I say they will continue to exist, but they will look totally different. I look back at the Democrats of the 1920s when the party became more urban and immigrant, or in the 1990s when the party became more corporate and middle of the road. The GOP is going to go through some ugly fights between business Republicans, neocons, the Tea Party, and evangelicals. We'll still have a two-party system, but it's going to be much different than from now. And there will be more independents with louder voices getting power. And in which party? Good question. Who knows? Keep watching. Here's another good thing coming out of this campaign. We are finding that special interest money does not win elections. We actually might have a consensus of people trying to get rid of Citizens United. And we may also have a consensus on getting the country moving in the right direction using ideas from the left and the right. For example, I think we're beginning to realize that cutting taxes for the wealthy does not lead to jobs. It leads to the wealthy getting wealthier and less revenues for the federal government to function. Again, this isn't the 1960s when JFK slashed taxes and the economy rebounded. In fact, what was heartening for me was a Brookings study just this past week that said most Americans are okay with middle class tax increases as long as everyone pays their fair share. And I think most people realize that priming the pump with more federal spending is not the answer either. We have a massive spending problem that is only heading to a bigger disaster with Medicare. Remember, it is estimated that recipients are only paying in one-third of the Medicare expenses that they will use over their lifetime. Why? Because we're living longer. And the politicians of the past worried about getting votes more than giving us the mathematical reality of Medicare. Unfortunately, no candidate on either side is talking about it. Why? Because seniors vote in big numbers. And in a few years, as a country, we're going to be facing a massive dilemma. What do we do with lower quality and quantity of medical care for seniors who are aging and dying at a faster rate? Do we force the younger generation to forfeit their futures of investing in future government to take care of a promise made by politicians from the 1970s to the 2000s who didn't understand what they were talking about? Do we punish the baby boomers for being naive to that math? That question is being left unaddressed right now. Here's the reality I think many Americans are beginning to realize. I mentioned this in the Brookings survey. Most Americans are okay with tax cuts across the board for everyone paying their fair share. This is a good first step because, and here it is, we cannot raise taxes, cut spending, and invest ourselves out of the problems alone. We need to do all three aggressively, which will require sacrifice from every sector of our country. That means increasing tax revenues by first reducing tax breaks and deductions, finding efficiencies in Medicare by raising eligibility requirements, and investing in infrastructure and training for the new economy. And I think Bernie and Trump are somewhere in there. Now is the time to do it. Energy prices are low. We're becoming less independent. I should say we're becoming less dependent on the rest of the world for our oil. The other economies, China, Japan, Russia, are nowhere near as lucky as we are. They are aging at a worse rate. They lack the education and resources. People want to come here for a better life, not anywhere else. I think these solutions are slowly coming into view thanks to this silly campaign. I'm not so convinced we will have the answers right away, but I think we are slowly moving in that direction. Hopefully, this isn't too late. So enjoy the caucuses, enjoy the primaries, folks. You're beginning to see history unfold in front of you that is going to have a big effect on us. That's Informed, Not Inflamed. Give me your thoughts.
For more on The John Daly Show, go to johndaly.tv.